Hello, and you're very welcome back to The Week in Review. I'm Sarah Birmingham, and I'm here with Declan Raff and Ken Kilbride. Now, don't forget, if you have a story you'd like us to feature on the programme, you can get in touch with us here at the station during the show by text to 087 69 44 500 or by email to weekinterview@near.ie. We're on Twitter too, of course, at NearFM, at Declan Raff, and hashtag is Week in Review. Well, a two-day celebration of culture is set to bring leading Irish artists, musicians and writers from across North Dublin together with talented DCU staff and students next week. Annam will mark the first step in DCU's plans to contribute to the establishment of a North Dublin cultural quarter. It's all being presented and produced by The South Wind Blows. They are, of course, the team behind the hugely successful Other Voices series. And on the line now to tell us a little bit more about this is a longtime member of the Annam team and an accomplished musician in his own right, Dermot McLaughlin, I should say. You're very welcome to the show, Dermot.
Hello there, Sarah. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Thanks. No, look, it sounds like a hugely exciting 2 days that are coming up at DCU this week. It's all under the title of Annam, and it is, as we mentioned there, the first step in some plans to create a North Dublin cultural quarter. Maybe you could start by sharing a little insight with us into what Annam is and what it will involve.
Okay, Sarah. Well, the idea behind the two-day festival, I suppose you would call it, the idea behind it comes from very ambitious plans that Dublin City University, DCU, have. Towards the end of last year, the university published their five-year strategic plan, and one of the things that really jumps out from that plan is the role of culture and creativity and the imagination as a central force in the experience of being at university and also the experience of being a university. And I think it's a very enlightened view from DCU and President Brian McCrae. And they really tried to place creativity and culture at the heart of DCU for the next few years. And the reason Other Voices is involved is very simple. The university are keen to do something really exciting, electrifying, excellent, and engaging at the start of this whole process. So we worked very closely with the president's office and university departments, faculty members, students, student organizations, and we spent a lot of time on the ground working out what could happen and what we might call it. The idea behind Annam really is to be celebratory, to be exploratory, and to do a couple of really important things. Number one, it's to change the experience of being a student at university, and DCU are aiming to create transformative experiences for people when they're students at the university. So that's a really big aim, and they've placed culture, creativity, the arts and music bang at the centre of it. But another really important thing, and I think this is really what's giving DCU a bit of an edge here as well, is that the university wants to engage more openly as part of the north side of Dublin community, which is a very culturally rich part of the country. And Annam, therefore, it's a festival event that happens on a university campus. It's open to everybody, students, staff, visitors, but really, really importantly, people who live in the vicinity of the university, who live in the north side of Dublin generally, and everybody else. And the idea is that if you come along to any of the events at Annam, you're going to encounter the very best of music, poetry, drama, cinema, film, workshops presented by top-class artists who have a relationship either directly with the university or with the area of Dublin that the university is in, which is to say the north side. And we've been really thrilled to be able to put together a programme that presses all those buttons for the university and that allows us the artistic freedom to bring the other voices, I suppose the other voices' magic touch, right into the heart of a really progressive university like DCU. So it's going to be like a 2 day festival, and making it accessible to people is a top priority. And for that reason, almost all of the events are free. There's only one event that you have to pay for, and even that is exceptional value, I have to say. It's the big gig in the Helix.
Does sound like a fantastic event. Absolutely, we have Wyvern and Lingo. You have a number of other big name acts there. Soleil as well, I've seen, and that's going to be a fantastic night.
Yeah, that's going to be. I think that's going to be really, really exciting. And when you think about it, you know, one of the headline acts is Dublin's very own Lancome, who have just scooped up a couple of big awards at the BBC Folk Awards earlier this week. You know, and they're really, really hot. Wyvern and Lingo have just released their latest album just within the last month or so. And then you've got incredible talent like Jafaris, Soleil, and Loa. You know, so that's an exceptionally strong build. It gives you a really good sense of like what's the soundtrack like in Dublin at the moment. What are the kind of influences that are coming into new music created by people who are living or based in Dublin? And it's a very exciting program because it's about what's happening right now, but it's also a wee peek at what the future might be like. Which I think is going to be very bright for music, I have to say. So part of that, I mean, the reason that gig is so important is it symbolises a lot of what Anam is about, which is what's new and what's fresh, what's on the way up as well as what's very well known. But what I should say as well, Sarah, that's only one event in a very expansive programme that includes all of the DCU campuses in North Dublin. You know, so if your listeners are curious, they say, well, what's he talking about, DCU? Is that just the big campus in Glasnevin? No, it's a wee bit more than that. You know, there's St. Pat's and Drumcondra, there's All Hallows as well, some beautiful venues there, like the Woodlock Hall. You know, so if people get a chance to go onto the website for Anam, which is dcu.ie/Anam, you'd be able to make yourself a very enjoyable itinerary starting at 8 o'clock in the morning on the Wednesday and finishing up on the Thursday night, and you could find out the inner workings of the film industry. You could find out a lot about what does it take to make an album. You'll hear amazing ideas. You'll hear fantastic poetry. You'll encounter all genres of music, from the very best of traditional music through to early music, contemporary music, jazz, and improvised music. So it's going to be like a multi art form fla in and around Glasnevin and Drumcondra, all in the envelope of DCU presented by Other Voices.
You'd have quite a crash course in modern Irish culture and arts after two full days of those events. Like you talk about, kind of people in the locality are very much encouraged to come along and to take some kind of part in proceedings. I mean, how can that kind of take place? What opportunities are there as part of DCU's kind of long-term vision and the cultural quarter? How can people in North Dublin kind of embrace this now and kind of get involved?
Well, for example, if people come along to any of the events at Anam, the events programme is designed to have interactive elements as well. So there are opportunities to learn things and do things. For example, we're delighted that we're able to present a workshop on what we're calling the anatomy of film. And we have a line of people there that includes the director, Pat Collins, Amy Rowan, who's a casting agent, Alan Maher, who's a very well-known producer, Padraig O'Neill, who's a production designer, Richard Kendrick, who's a leading top man as a director of photography. You know, so there's a panel of people there who are going to take apart the whole idea of making a film and explain how it works. So if people are keen to know, well, how do you get into that? What does it mean? How could I fit into that industry if I wanted, or do I even want to be in it? Is there an angle of it that might appeal to me in some way? You know, it's a chance to hear like real experts talking about how that industry works. And on an equally practical point as well, on the Wednesday at 4 o'clock, up in the Glasnevin campus, Diffusion Lab are going to do a masterclass called Do It Yourself. And it's really aimed at showing people what's involved and making a music video. You know, so that's going to take you through everything from the design process through to dealing with the artist and artist management and how do you get your video out. And there'll be a couple of surprises at that workshop as well, as a workshop stroke masterclass. Again, very, very practical. And what we're also programming in as well is events that give people a very strong flavour of a very strong flavour of the locality where DCU is based, which is North Dublin. So, for example, the programme for the event, it's you could say it's populated by people who have a strong input into the what I would call the soundtrack of North Dublin. And for example, on the Thursday night event at 8:30, which is going to be recorded as a radio show actually for transmission on RTE Radio 1.
Fantastic.
You've got people like Liam O'Connor, E Vagabonds, Ethan Evrian, Neely Mulligan, Lisa O'Neill, Tara Diamond, Sheila Denver, people who are really making an impact on the traditional soundscape in North Dublin. But also we've got performances of jazz and improvised music as well, led by people of the calibre of Tommy Halfordy. So what we're hoping that the event will achieve, Sarah, is that, first of all, it'll give people a sense that DCU is a place that's opened up, and there are high-calibre, stimulating cultural events that are open to everyone, and they're happening quite literally morning, noon and night over 2 days, and they're easily accessible, and they're exceptionally affordable, and almost all of them are free. And the purpose of this is, like, you could call it maybe the first building block in the longer process towards developing that idea of a North Dublin cultural quarter.
Sure.
And I think it's amazing that the university has taken such a dynamic, hands-on role in helping to lead that. So, you know, for a university to show leadership and a big development like this is really, really stimulating, I think. So that's what it's all about. It's about discovery, enjoyment, and building something for the future based in and around North Dublin.
Sounds absolutely fantastic, Dermot. Really appreciate you coming on to give us a little insight into that today. As a former DCU student, I know the students and the community there, they're forward-looking, but they're certainly very lucky and very fortunate to be able to have the input of the Other Voices team behind them there as they move forward and explore and imagine and consider what's possible in the arts for them. Thanks a million for coming on, and the very best of luck with that. dcu.ie/annum is where you'll find all the information about the Annum Festival, and I certainly look forward to getting along to some of that myself this week.
Great. Okay. And thanks to Dermot there for that great explanation of what's going on. Really fantastic activities on morning, noon and night, Sarah.
Sounds like good fun, doesn't it? It's kind of almost like a two-day degree or a two-day crash course, as I said, in the Irish music and culture and art scene.
So. And so local to us here as well. And I mean, that whole idea of the creation of a North Dublin cultural quarter.
Sure. Well, that's it. I mean, you've so many. We've spoken here before to kind of young artists in Ballymun, and there's emerging kind of talent and artists locally. And it's to have that kind of input from the likes of the Other Voices team there to bring them on is really
to
valuable.
Sort of motivate them and guide them, I suppose,
for
and point them in the right direction. That's it for this week for the Week in Review. Thanks to Sarah and Ken for all of their contributions today. Don't forget, if you have an item you would like me to feature on the programme, you can contact me via weekinreview@near.ie, also on Twitter @nearfm, @DeclanRalph, #weekinreview.